What's up, guys? It's your girl, BK. You tuned into Fat and Figured It Out right here on Anchor.fm. Shout out to everybody listening to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, Google Play, if I can remember every one of them. But, you know, we are streaming on 10 awesome platforms, and you are able to listen to us every time we put this podcast together. So I want to thank you, the listener, as we go into 2019. Yes, 2019. I'm so excited. I'm so juiced. You know, this right here, the couple of days before the new year is the best time for me. I love it. Absolutely love it. Because it's like, it's go time. You know, you get to reflect a little bit. You get to see how you did the year before. You know, 2018 was great, you know? It was great. I mean, I had to study for my exam, failed my exam the first time. Second time, passed my exam, still cried like a little chump. You know, so to be able to go into 2019 with a different mentality, but stronger mentality. You get what I'm saying? Just a stronger mentality and a clearer path. You know, it was a little shaky. I ain't gonna front. It was a little shaky for me in 2018 at certain points, but nevertheless, we just keep pursuing. We keep pursuing, we keep going, we keep manifesting our goals and our dreams. And that's how you should look at it. You know, 2019, here we come. I'm excited. It's also Kwanzaa. Today is day 3 of Kwanzaa. Okay. So shout out to everybody who celebrates Kwanzaa. I love Kwanzaa for my cultural background because the 7 days have such specific meanings. You know, it has a lot to do with the 7 principles of Kwanzaa has a lot to do with progression. You know, progression in your community, progression in your life, progression all around. So if you don't celebrate Kwanzaa, no shade, I totally understand, but definitely look into it. Like day 1, Umoja means unity. Day 2 is Kanjalika, meaning self-determination. And day 3, Ujima, is collective work and responsibility. And day 4 is Ujamama. You know, I'm probably pronouncing it so wrong. Don't email me. I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. Okay, number 4 is cooperative economics, okay? Number 5, Naya, which means purpose. Day 6 is Kumba. Is it Kumba? Okay, Kumba. And it means creativity. And day 7 is Imani, meaning faith. So if you're listening to the show in real time, it's day 3, which is collective work and responsibility. So I believe I'm doing my collective work and my responsibility by doing this podcast and giving information about health and wellness to our community. And that's how I choose to celebrate Ujima. That's Ujima. All right. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about our goals for 2017. Oh my God, where am I? What year is this? For 2019. What did I do 2017? Okay. So let's talk about our New Year's resolutions for 2019. Now, most people who put their goals together, write their goals, and they'd be so juiced up about it for the first week. Statistics show that most people only keep or stick to their goals for about a week. That sucks. So I want to help you with that, you know, because you ain't gonna stick to nothing. Ain't nothing gonna stick to you if you don't stick to it, right? Right. So let's, okay, let me break it down for you. My mentality is this. If we ain't gonna do it, if we ain't getting it all in, if we ain't going all in, then we don't need to do it, right? So let's not put down a resolution that we know that you not gonna do, that you ain't gonna stick to. Don't be fooling yourself. You ain't fooling nobody, not even yourself. You gonna write down a goal you know damn well you ain't gonna do. So let's not even go there. But let's put down some goals that you can actually stick to, right? So I wanted to do 7 ways to actually stick to your goals. So if you got your New Year's resolution, you got your sheet, pull it out. Let's talk about it. Okay, look at it. Read it out loud, right? Make sure you feel something when you read it out loud. You feel it. You feel it in your soul. You feel it in your spirit. Like, this is something I really want to change. You know, yeah, I'm going to put down, I want to lose weight. But you can't just put down, I want to lose weight. You have to be very specific, right? You want to be very specific in your goals so you know how to actually move toward that goal. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to say, I want to lose weight. That's too generic. That's too general. You need to be more specific, but we'll talk about that a little later on. So let's get to it. So it's number 7. It's 7 ways to actually stick to your New Year's resolution. 7 ways, okay? Let's get down to the nitty gritty. All right, number 1, pick a change you actually want to make, okay? The first step in selecting a New Year's resolution is picking something you're motivated to do because you actually want to do it. I just talked about that. It may seem very counterintuitive, especially if you always thought of resolutions as changes to force upon yourself just because you should, or as something you make because everyone else is making it too. That's the problem with New Year's resolutions. People feel pressured to have some kind of resolution, but this is all about you. So do something you know you really, really want to do. It's about you. Ain't nobody. Pick something that you actually want to change. Not about anyone else. Number 2, keep it realistic. I hate using the word realistic because it's like, who are you to tell me my goal or resolution is unrealistic? But people are often unrealistic in what they think they can do. We have this great tendency to do what psychologists call self-enhance. We think of ourselves in very positive ways. We think we can do anything we want to do, but this tendency can prompt you to make an unrealistic goal, like resolving to go to the gym every day starting January 1st, even though you currently don't exercise at all. That kind of dramatic change is not likely to work, okay? It's not likely to work. Doesn't mean it can't work if you are really that determined, if you are really that, like, balls to the wall, like, I am going hard. I really want this. This is going to work for me. And if you get a personal trainer who can hold you accountable, that will work for you. But if you've never been to the gym, you don't like to work out, it is really kind of unrealistic to say as a resolution, I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to work out for 3 hours a day. And, you know, you work two jobs and you got 6 kids. So, you know, let's just be honest with ourselves. You got to be honest. Be honest. Whip out the paper. If you're not honest with yourself, start making some changes right here and now, all right? Number 3, choose a specific behavior, not a broad outcome. Now, this is a common pitfall, is achieving broad outcomes like losing weight or get into shape. I just was just talking about this. It's not specific. It's too broad, right? It's too broad. You need something that's very specific, like, you know, my goal is to get down to 175 pounds by February 1st. A little unrealistic, but I'm just giving you an example. I want to lose 175 pounds by this such date at this time, and this is how I would feel. I'm very specific. The more specific, it can help as reminders as you're, you know, working out or as you're about to make a plate of food, look at back at that plan like, okay, I'm trying to get to this goal by this time. I need to be this diligent. I need to work this hard, okay? So don't be so broad. You need to be very, very specific. Number 4, plan out exactly how you'll accomplish your goal. Once you set realistic, specific behavioral goals, spend time planning exactly how you'll work it into your existing schedule. If you resolve to call a relative more often, for example, will you set yourself a regular reminder on your calendar app? Or if you want to go for morning jogs, you will need to go to bed earlier or lay out your work goals in advance. It's all preparation. The more you prepare, the more you are closer to accomplishing what you need to accomplish because you are prepared. You're not getting hit with different things left and right because you have prepared yourself as much as possible. Number 5, plan how you'll cope with competing desires. This is kind of tough. Like, even the most strongly held resolutions will at some point be tested. So it's good to spend time planning how you'll cope in situations that mess with your resolution. You know, like me, for the holidays, I know there's a lot of food and a lot of, you know, unnecessary stuff that may be a trigger for me. So I make my holiday calls. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Let's Skype. Except me, I don't really want to be around all of that. I could, but I just don't want to. So, and that's my personal preference. But that brings me to like number 6. Number 6 is, if you're trying to break an old habit, learn what triggers you. You know, if you know Lay's potato chips is your trigger, you know, you're going to have to work your way around being around those triggers. If alcohol, you want to stop drinking alcohol, you know, go to an AA meeting, but don't go to the bar, you know, and also keep a diary of every unhealthy thing that you've been doing. If you're trying to stop eating snacks or stop drinking, write it down and read it. And it's very, very eye-opening when you write it down and read it so you can understand when those triggers start to occur or when it may occur, so you can battle it at that time. Number 7, yes, replace an old habit with a new one. Sometimes though, the things that trigger bad habits like work, stress, aren't easily avoidable. In these cases, you may be able to associate a trigger with a new habit and a healthier habit. Now, if you're trying to break an existing habit, in theory, the best thing that you can do is consistently do something else in that situation. So, hey, I'm not going to snack and watch TV. Now, if you're going to carry on watching TV, snack on something like fruit or grapes. And that way you are still doing your existing habit, but you're changing your response to that cue. Okay, you're changing the response. So instead of, again, sorry, Lay's potato chips, you can sponsor the show if you like, but I use you as an example. Instead of eating a bowl of Lay's potato chips, cut up some fruit. You're not like sacrificing too much because, hey, you're going to watch TV, but you're just choosing to do it a little healthier, right? And look, above all, give thought to resolutions before you dive in. I know this time of year, we want to just start, oh, I'm going to get to the gym. And, oh, Susie, you want to do this? And Peg, you want to do this? Think about what you really want to do and if you really want to make some concrete changes going into 2019. Don't be one of those people that stops. It stops 7 days. I mean, the gym is so different this time of the year. I mean, now is the time when people are gearing up and getting into the gym. And hey, more power to you. Do it. Do it big. But stick to it. You know? By the end of February, it'll go back to normal. You know? But don't be one of those people. I want to see you continuously. I want to see you continuing to fight for yourself. Fight for your health. Because health is wealth. That's the riches right there, is your health. So continue to fight for it. But those were 7, count it up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ways to actually stick to your New Year's resolution. I hope you enjoyed the show. I look forward to talking to you more in 2019. Any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to hit me up at bricksbybk@gmail.com. That's bricksbybk@gmail.com. If you're interested in sponsoring the program, ooh, I would love that so much. You can also email me at bricksbybk@gmail.com or betterbodybybk@gmail.com. BetterBodyByBK.com. Find me on IG at BetterBodyByBK and on Facebook, BetterBodyByBK. I love you to death. Have a great rest of the day. And you'll hear from me soon. 2019. Here we go, baby. Yeah. Bye, guys.